What's happened? Are you okay? Hey, don't move. Here, let me help you. Let's just get you upright and make sure you're okay. No, I don't want you standing right now, sweetie. Not until I can make sure you are fully okay. Do you know where you are? Yes, that's right. Do you know who I am? Yep, that's me, your girlfriend. Your rather worried girlfriend. Okay, how many fingers am I holding up? Okay, it seems you're fine. Let's get you over to the sofa and we can talk about what you were trying to do in the first place. Come on, darling, let me help you up. That's it. Lean on me. Careful. I don't want you stepping on any of the pieces. Careful. Slowly. Oh, it's a good thing I'm wearing shoes. Oh, careful. No, don't worry about the glass, sweetheart. I'll get to that in a minute. You're far more important than a silly little glass. Let me just sit you down first. Now, do you need anything? Water? Juice? An ice pack? Okay, sweetheart. Just some water and an ice pack, okay? I can do that for you, my darling boy. Just stay here, okay? Don't move a single muscle. I'll be right back, okay? I'm just gonna go sweep up the glass. I'm back, darling. Did you miss me? I missed you too. Here's your water and your ice pack. Are you comfortable? Good. I'm glad. And you're feeling okay? Yeah? Now, sweetheart, what happened in the kitchen? How did you fall? Oh, you went into the kitchen to grab some water. Okay. I'm not following, sweetheart. How did you fall? Oh, that makes sense. You climbed up onto the counter because the glasses were out of your reach. And then as you went back down, your foot slipped and you lost your balance and that's why you fell. Oh, sweetheart. Sweetheart, why didn't you say anything or come to me for help? I was only in the next room. I would have come and helped you. You know that. Oh, you didn't think that you could ask me. Darling, what made you think that? Have I ever said no to you before? Oh, my sweetheart. I'm sorry if other people have made you feel that way, but I'm not like them. I want to help you when you need it. I always want to be there for you when things are hard or challenging or that you just need an extra hand. I promise you, you are never ever going to be a burden for asking for help. Come here, sweetheart. You need a big hug. And a squeeze. I've got you, sweetheart. You know, darling, that's one of my favourite things about our relationship. knowing that I'm needed. Do you know what my favourite thing to do with you is? No, it's not that. That is nice. And one of my other favourite things to do, but... No, no. Sweetheart, I'm being deadly serious. Really, my favourite thing to do with you is go grocery shopping. Yes, yes, really. I love how you take the lead and push the cart. You look at the list and you ask me to grab what we need. And then I love when we get home and we have this little routine of you handing me the stuff that goes on the higher shelves or that's heavy and you handling everything else. I love that you need me. In all my other relationships, I never really felt needed. They never asked for help. They never wanted or needed anything from me. But you, my darling, you make me feel so special when you ask me for things or when you come to me with that look on your face to ask me for help. You come sneaking into my room and look at me with those sweet, gorgeous eyes. And... You always look guilty, like you did something bad. But all you're doing is asking me for my assistance. I love getting to help you. So please, baby, never be scared to ask for help. I'm never going to say no to you. What? No! Oh, my sweetheart. No, I'm not mad at you about the glass. No, not at all, darling. Why would you think that? I'm not going to shout at you about it. It's a glass. I'm more worried about you. That glass can be replaced. It can be swept away and cleaned. Darling, you're the one that's irreplaceable. Especially to me. If anyone is to blame for the glass breaking, it's me. No, sweetheart, it's on me. I could have moved the glasses around so they were easier for you to access. It's just, I've never lived with someone who was shorter than me, and... Well, because I'm so tall, I had everything designed for, well, me. Higher cabinets, taller work surfaces. And, well, when you moved in with me, it was my first time and I didn't really know what to do. I'm sorry, sweetheart. I tell you what, tomorrow we can... spend the day rearranging it to make the kitchen easier for you. We can move things from the higher cupboards and... Huh? What? You don't want me to rearrange everything? Darling, I know that you don't like asking for help, but... Oh, sweetheart, what has you all flustered? No... Don't hide that pretty little face in your hands. Sweetie, you don't want to admit it, but... Really, deep down, you like it when you have to ask for my help, don't you? Oh, my sweet baby boy. Yeah. Do you like it when mummy makes you feel all small and tiny? Oh, look. when you get flustered for mummy. Oh, it's okay. Mummy's here. Okay. I'll stop teasing for now. But, sweetie, for the situations when I'm not home or you really don't want to ask me, do you want to perhaps buy a step or something so you can do things for yourself a little easier? Yeah? Would you like that? Okay, sweetheart. I always, always want to be there for you. But I also want you to feel that you can be independent and do things on your own. Yeah? You would like that? Oh, there's that pretty smile that I love. Oh. Okay, how about let's order some food and just relax for the rest of the day. And then tomorrow we can rearrange the kitchen and then go out and look for a stall for you. How does that sound? Good. I'd like that too. I love you, baby boy. Thank you for needing me.